You've tuned into the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org. Click on the Newsroom at WGXC to find out more about anything you hear here. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that little has happened since heavy criticism of Amtrak's plan to build fences along the Hudson River in parts of the Hudson Valley was heard earlier this summer. The manager of the Amtrak fence project now says that public hearings about the project will be postponed until early 2019 and that Amtrak would, quote, refine the project, unquote, and work with Riverside Town supervisors. Under the most recent proposal, 8 locations along the Hudson River from Rhinecliff to Stuyvesant, including Germantown, would get fences along the Hudson River. The railroad wants the fences for safety and business reasons, while town supervisors in the areas affected say they and their constituents want access to the river. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Inside Elections moved New York's 19th congressional election between incumbent Republican John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado September 28th from toss-up to tilt Democratic. The 538.com website gives Delgado a 4-in-7 chance of winning, putting his chances specifically at 57.3%, with Faso given a 3-in-7 chance of winning, or 42.7%. Faso himself released his next advertisement this week, again focusing on his wife rather than his own votes in Congress. And the National Republican Congressional Committee released its third ad this week in support of Faso. Previously, the NRCC's ads have been called racist and pulled from one local radio station. This one is called Can't Afford Delgado. The Greenville Pioneer reports that the town of Durham is looking for public input about the town's comprehensive plan update at a public meeting at 7:15 p.m. October 3rd at the Durham Community Center, the former Durham Elementary School on Route 145. Participants at the meeting will work in small groups to identify and prioritize issues, opportunities, and problems in Durham and propose changes to the April 2006 plan. There's a volunteer comprehensive plan committee in Durham now working with planning consultants from Community Planning and Environmental Associates. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. The Daily Freeman reports that the Ulster County Chamber of Commerce hosts a Meet the Candidates program for state Senate candidates at its monthly breakfast, 7:30 a.m. Wednesday, October 17th at the Best Western Plus in Kingston. The two candidates competing for the 46th state Senate district, incumbent Republican George Amador and Democrat Pat Strong, will be there. Others participating include 51st District incumbent Republican James Seward and Democrat Joyce St. George, 42nd District Republican Annie Rabbit and Democrat Jen Metzger, and the 39th District incumbent Assemblyperson James Skoufis and Republican Tom Basil will be at the event. The League of Women Voters will moderate the event that costs money to attend. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Tom Rowe. This has been the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.